again. This is Chris. I am the Libertarian Republican, and this is the Libertarian Republican podcast, episode number 32. Welcome back. Look, what am I trying to do here? I'm trying to help Republicans to not only make better choices, make better decisions, but make better arguments. And you know, one of the things that the Democrats always want to do is raise corporate taxes. That's what they always want to do. They think they can solve every problem in the world by stealing more money from corporations. And the Republicans need to just attack them on, you know, and there are several ways that we can do that. Look, why do you want to give these people more money? I mean, why do Democrats always want to solve every problem by giving government more money, more power, more control? Why? It's because Democrats are a cult of government-worshipping zealots. That's what they are. It's a religion. Government is their one true God, and they worship it. And they will never question it. They will never say, they will never hold it accountable. They will never even ask the question, maybe these people don't know what they're doing. They'll never ask that question. They love government. They think government is wonderful. They think anybody in government is good and smart and wise, and their hearts are as pure as the driven snow. They're literally a weirdo cult of government-worshipping idiots. Democrats are weird people. They really are. And we need to, you know, call them that. Call them, you know, say, look, why do you worship these idiots so much? Why do you worship these horrible, stupid morons in Washington, D.C.? Why do you want to give them more money? It's just stupid. And you know, the Democrats will say, well, you know, because so many people rely on the government. And yes, they do. And that's exactly what the government wants, right? The government wants, the people in government want you to be dependent on them. So they don't want you to be independent. They don't want you to be self-reliant and free. They don't want you to be prosperous and happy and healthy. They want you to be angry and poor and in need of their help. Because if you know, that way they can run for the next election promising to help you. And then if they actually help you, well, and you don't need their help, then you're no good to them. You know, that's how these Democrats think. That's how the Democrat Party is the party that wants to keep you in need of government help. They don't want you to be free and independent and self-sufficient and prosperous and successful. And so, you know, these Democrat voters keep voting for these people and keep buying into this idea that, oh yeah, we could just, if we just give the government more money, we can solve these problems. And they look down on people in the private sector. If you're a corporation, well, you're evil and greedy and selfish, and you're gonna cheat and you're gonna steal and you're gonna lie. You know, you need to be taxed and regulated. I mean, that's how these people think, and it's just, they're just weirdos. I mean, they really are, and they need to be called weirdos, and they need to be mocked mercilessly because they're destructive. And so I think that's the first, anytime anybody says, well, we should raise taxes on corporations, anytime anybody says that, anytime any Democrat says that, attack them, mock them as religious fanatics, as cultists, as people who worship government, you know, and as people who absolutely refuse to look at any evidence whatsoever that the government doesn't know what they're doing, that they're corrupt, that they're bloated. It's a bloated bureaucracy, you know. I mean, this is what I talked about in my last episode, I don't know, 30 or so, about Trump and about his message about how the government bureaucracy is there to serve itself. It's not there to serve you. So, you know, I think if we can convince more people of that, then we can make great strides in defeating Democrats and defeating this move that America is making toward bigger and bigger and bigger government. and more powerful and more powerful and more powerful government. But another, you know, another argument to make is that is the, just the simple reality that corporations don't pay taxes. People pay taxes. Just like Milton Friedman said, corporations don't even really exist. They're not really a thing. People are real. Corporation is a corporation is a collection of people. It's a government granted entity. Government. It's a designation of a group of people. It's not. So corporations don't pay taxes. People pay taxes. So if you raise corporations on, if you raise taxes on corporations, you're just raising taxes on people. So. You know, and it's a very clever, it's very clever because I think a lot of Democrats, the people at the top anyway, know this. They know this. Raising corporate taxes is just a sneaky way to raise taxes on you. That's all it is. It's a sneaky way to tax you more without you. You think,
those evil, greedy corporations are paying more taxes,
but. It's really you that's paying more taxes. You know, when you go to into McDonald's or whatever store, when you go into a store, you give them money. That's where they get their money. They have no money, right? McDonald's has no money until you go into the store and give them money. And so if the government says it raises taxes on McDonald's, well, then the government, then McDonald's needs to get more money from you. So it's just gonna, and there are a lot of different ways it does that. Of course, it can raise prices, or it can cut worker pay or not increase worker pay. It can cut worker hours. It can cut worker benefits. It can completely cut workers and just go to touch screen kiosks. You know, it can do all those. All those things are destructive to you. To you, good for the government though. The government gets more money, your money. You know, and so these people, these Democrats, some of them are just outright evil, crooked. They know exactly what they're doing. They're raising taxes on you, you know, and they think that, or they think, oh, you know, that the CEOs will make less money and the. And look, and I can go into, to, you know, if you think CEOs making lots of money is the problem in America, well, then you need to look at regulation, and you need to look at how government regulation keeps smaller competitors down and keeps these big corporations big and powerful and keeps and protects them from competition. So, you know, taxing, because the taxing the CEOs isn't going to, it's not going to, you know, we did this a long time ago back, I think it was during the Clinton administration, they changed the rules that CEOs needed to be paid more in stock, right? Instead of just cash, something like that, and so what happened was you just had CEOs focusing more on pumping up their stocks. So, you know, look, the best way to have a free and the best way to achieve more equity is just to get the government out of regulating and you know, micromanaging businesses in America, and just let these businesses compete, because any business will realize that it's just not efficient to pay some CEO more than he's actually worth or she is actually worth. It's just not worth it, because some other corporation that could come up, some other smaller competitor will come up and probably do things more efficiently. So, you know, look, it's but the bottom line is that raising taxes on corporations doesn't help you. It helps the government. And that's why they love it so much. That's why they're trying to, the Democrats and this worldwide, the Democrats are big fans of this worldwide agreement to keep to keep corporate taxes at a certain level and make sure that it don't go below a certain level. because they don't want businesses to have anywhere to run and hide. They don't want businesses to be able to pack up and move to another country where the taxes are lower. They want to eliminate that. So, look, corporate taxes, raising corporate taxes is destructive to the economy. It's only good for the government, and the government has ulterior motives. The government, these people in government, they don't want you to be free. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to be independent. They want you to need them. Because if you need them, they can run for election promising to meet your needs. But if you have no needs, if your needs are met by yourself, on your own, independently, then you have no need of government. You have no need of them. And there, you know, we all need basic government, a government that does a few basic things. National security, border security, national defense, a system of law and order, police, jails, judges. We all need basic stuff. Roads, we can even say roads and bridges and sewer systems. But all the other stuff they do is stuff that they've made up, that and they've made it so that you need them. They've made you depend. They've purposefully made you dependent on them. Because that justifies their existence. You know, if we didn't need them, we could fire 75% of the government. And wow, you'd be able to keep a lot of your money, a lot more of your money. But they don't want that. They don't want you to keep more of your money. They want your money. So that's all right. That's episode 32. A little quickie there. Once again, if you like this podcast, give me some ratings on iTunes. Go to Podbean. It's all over, you know, iHeartRadio and Google and Amazon and all kinds of places. And Rumble. I'm putting putting more of the video version on Rumble. So thanks for listening or watching, whatever, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.